today.
What a terrific, terrific performance of, you know, people certainly get their money's worth at this ground now because, you know, we've gone behind, we missed a penalty. Great move, and obviously a Stonewall penalty, but I was more disappointed with Ryan. He's been taking penalties well, and he's always had about a 10-yard run-up, so why he changed it to a 2-yard run-up, I can never understand. I was asking him, he said it was just a bad decision for him, so they got the part, they got a lift for that, and poor goal from their point of view. We switched off at the corner, and we've allowed somebody who was good in the air, but he didn't need to be good in the air. I think he stooped it round about his waist to header it in, so that was just switched off. Naivety. So we find ourselves, you know, up against it. We've come back well, we've got a corner. And I think most of the football came for Dunfermline today. I thought we played some great football. We're patient. I know the crowd sometimes can want it forward early, but that's not our style. We and the players, I was glad they didn't get resulted just punting up the park. We try to play it. You can see us further back, try to find people in midfield, gets them working. And that's what paid off because we got a lot of the ball and played some good moves. And then when we got back on terms, if I say play ourselves, you know, we started the second half reasonably well, and then they get one free kick. And, you know, again, we've not picked up. It's a free header. It just shouldn't happen. Wasn't happy with that. Who was marking him didn't do his job right. So we find ourselves 2-1. But what a tremendous spirit they've got. And they keep plugging away, and we've got a good goal ourselves. He gave me heart attacks there because I thought he should have slotted away before it hit the goalkeeper and spun in, but back in level terms, and you could see there was a little bit spring in their step, and it was great that Lawrence came up with a win. In fact, he just missed a header before that. That was a great move and a great ball in for Drummond, and if he meets that face, which you know, he's annoyed he didn't make contact there because it was a great opportunity, but he made up for it with great reactions for a shot for Josh, was it? That shot for the edge of the box.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're in control of the game, but you're always against a big, strong, well organised, experienced team. They're going to, and at the latter end there, when Faze was sent off, you know, they pushed an extra, they put the centre half up there just to throw balls into the box. And that was the only way I think that Stranraer would have scored today. I think the couple of chances in the first half were basically bad errors by us that allowed them in a couple of times. But overall, I think we played the better football. But they were difficult because they were well drilled and well organised and strong. And that's three times we've beaten them now, and they're supposed to be the form team, but. You know, I think I'm fairly sure that they've got a bit of form about them as well.
How do you see the sending off, John?
Well, I've just the boy was after pulling his jersey, and then it was obviously Faye says he stood on his ankle. I said, yeah, but you can't, according to Potts, I didn't see it, but according to John Potter and Craig Dargo, he says he's lashed out a wee bit with his feet, so it's a learning curve for him. I said, you just can't do that, Faye. You've just got to, you know, you've got your foul. Take your fill and then leave it at that. So you know that apart, the laddie had another good game today. He looked sharp and always looked like a problem he was going to cause him. But it's funny, I had Alan Smith warming up just to take him off and give him a bit of a break, you know, for the last 10 minutes, and he goes and gets his centre. So I think Alan was too pleased with him either. So but no, we came away, and it's just a terrific result when you consider Wallace and Whittle out today. You know, Josh has just come back. I think Josh in the first half, for me, was a wee bit off the pace because I think his hand, he was trying to protect his hand, but we asked him if it's too sore to come off, but he was okay, he went on. You could see a different player, I thought, the second half, led the team well. You know, it was a good all-round performance. You know, but Callum and Witts, we hope to get them back as soon as possible, and it gives us some boys like Drummond that come in, shows they can do a wee job for you. And so the pool, even though we're a small pool, we're all getting a chance to play at the first team level with through to these injuries, and I've got to say that a lot of them are taking their opportunity. I thought Lewis Martin today was our best player by far. I thought he was outstanding today for a young boy, 17. He was just immense today against two difficult strikers. They're informing this league at the moment, they two. So It was a tough ask and they came through with flying colours, I thought.
Great then, lads.
That's great, Jim. Thanks.